Healing. man who was paralyzed for 38 years is healed by the word of the Lord. This paralytic is healed by the power of God. We heard in this morning's reading from the Acts of the Apostles about this power of God. What is the power of God able to do? Certainly, in the gospel account, it raises the paralytic. In Acts, what did we hear about today? Raising the dead. The power of God is being made known during this time of year, during this Paschal season, not only for the newly baptized. Historically, we can make a connection between the lectionary, at least I would put forth this idea, that we can make a connection between the lectionary of the Paschal season as an ongoing catechesis for the newly baptized. Jesus is the one who comes into the world. Jesus is the pre-eternal Word and Son of God, incarnate of the Virgin and Holy Spirit, who reveals, who imparts the power of God. Now let us just for a moment reflect on this word power. And we hear this word power in the context of the world. What comes to mind?
Political power.
Political power.
Government.
Yes. That here. What else?
Financial. Money.
Money. Put that here also.
Control.
Control. Yes.
Military
power. A power that seeks to manipulate. A power that seeks to overcome. A power that seeks to weigh down. A power that seeks to take life. When we hear about the power of God, particularly in the New Testament, particularly in this celebration of Pascha, in these weeks of Pascha, the power of God has nothing to do with all these things we have referred to relative to the world. The power of God is something else. What is that something else? Down. The power of God does not manipulate. The power of God does not enslave. The power of God does not destroy. The power of God does not leave one helpless and hopeless. The power of God raises up. And this is what we hear this morning in this healing at Bethesda. The universal Messiah, the universal Word of God, the universal Savior comes and raises up a man who is paralyzed for 38 years. The Lord, let's get back to St. Luke's detail of Jesus coming into Jerusalem. The Lord has accomplished acts of power. He gives sight to the blind. He raises the paralyzed. He enables the deaf to hear. He raises the dead. The power of God is salvific. The power of God imparts new life. And we as Christians, as Orthodox Christians, celebrating Pascha, celebrating these 40 days, which continue into the Ascension and into the Pentecost, celebrating these days, time faced with, we encounter the power of God, which we are to receive and which we are to impart. And yet we know, and this has been said again and again, so I will repeat it, but we know how the church, when it becomes alive with the powers of the world, misuses then the power of God. Certainly, the power of God can destroy. The power of God can over us. The power of God can heal. But look carefully at how this power is revealed to us, particularly in and through the New Testament. Jesus, even in encountering the demons, was not destroyed. Jesus, when encountering darkness, brings light. Jesus, when encountering death, brings life. This is the work of the church, to bring light and life into the world. The work of the church is not to break down the human person to the extent that hope and joy are eradicated. On the contrary, the church exists to proclaim the new life that has been given to us freely through the birth, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. In serious account of the healing of the paralytic, we encounter new life. Our dignity says that the mat or the bed on which this paralytic lay was his tomb. Jesus calls this man from his grave to new life. We, as Christians, to the best of our ability, who are recipients of this good news, we who hear the proclamation of the good news and are expected to receive it and to make it our own, we have to, in any way that we can, impart this reality of light and life. We, to the best of our ability, personally and corporately as the church, exist in this world, having this good news given to us. We have to make known that indeed God is in our midst, that God truly has risen in the person of Jesus Christ from the tomb, and that darkness is being filled with light. The tomb, our tomb, our inevitable tomb, is being filled with light. But there's more, that indeed we who are bound to sin and death are being released into this new life. We are being saved. We are being made one with God. We are being crowned with the very glory of God in and through divine grace, in and through our participation in the uncreated might of the uncreated God. So brothers and sisters, this account of the healing of Bethesda makes known the power of God as creative, as healing, as salvific, and as transfigured. This account of the healing at Bethesda reveals Jesus as the universal God who has come into the world so that everyone and everything may move from the realm of darkness into the realm of light, from the realm of death into the realm of new and eternal life. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.